Hey, you guys. Good morning. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, and we're really excited to have Candy Tolson here with us this morning. She's the president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Welcome back. Actually, you were here with Reagan a couple months ago, right?
Yes, I was.
Reagan Warfield, one of our reporters.
Yes.
And so it's so nice to have you here, and we're going to learn all about the great work of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. And the first time I ever heard of it, I had purchased a car from Jones Junction Bel Air Nissan from Mike Long. Nicest guy ever, and the first thing he did when he found out I had any affiliation with the radio station was hand me his card to contact his wife, who does a ton of fundraising for you guys, right? Very active in your bull roast.
She is. Yeah, she's very active. She's a backbone in the foundation, for
that's,
sure.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. What is her name? We'll give her proper props, too.
Pam Long.
That's right, Pam Long. Yeah. That's right. So, and that, I think that speaks volumes about your family and all you've been through and the community of Bel Air and Harford County, that everyone has rallied around you and you've taken that love and support and keeping your son's memory alive by helping other families who are also going through tragedies. And so thank you, first of all, for sharing your incredible story and all that you do. And I think the best way to start is probably with the history of the Brandon Tolson Foundation, which is online without the definite article. It's just Brandon Tolson Foundation, right?
Yes.
.org. Where people can find you online. So best place to start, who better to ask than you, Candy, as the president and your mom of Brandon, how you got things started about the whole history.
Okay. Soon after we lost Brandon in April of 2016, we decided that his life couldn't end there, that we really wanted to do something positive in his name. And we had a very, very, very awesome support system. And so we knew we had a lot of tools that we could use to get this thing started and to help other people. We knew that a lot of people don't have the support that we had, and it was our goal to kind of be able to do that for others.
Yeah.
So
how you mustered the strength and the courage, I mean, that comes from a number of things, I'd imagine. You know, your family, your faith, Brandon's memory. Is it just a combination of everything? You just get this super strength to, and then you want to give back and help someone else.
Yes.
With what you've been through.
Yes, for
the,
sure.
Yeah. The most difficult thing, but trying to turn that around and help people when they're ready to accept the help, too. Because mm-hmm. I know it's a timing thing, too, with some folks that might not be ready right out of the gate.
Definitely.
To accept your help. But what an incredible inspiration. And so a little bit about Brandon, such an amazing, amazing guy. You know, just the research that I've done, just his love of life and his joy. And I think you must get that sense that he would want you to be doing this.
Absolutely.
In his honor, right?
Yeah. Yes. I think that he would be very excited, pretty much bouncing around wherever he is,
yeah,
watching down on us.
Yep, for sure.
Excited that we're doing something good for others. He was a people person. He really loved people. And so that makes it kind of like inspiring to do this and you know, in his name. He would love it.
Yeah. And so, as we do shine the spotlight on lots of nonprofits on this show, which is the most important thing that I do, honestly, but it could be also very helpful for people who are trying to start a foundation. Like, how does that start? You had the love and support, you know Brandon's aunt, girlfriend, parents, you guys you're all involved. Your husband, John, is also the vice president of the foundation, right? You've got,
yes,
board members and mm-hmm. some familial relations. But how tough is that to start? And, you know, how do you get it off the ground? You know, for someone who's going through something similar or thinking about starting a foundation, because it's every person I've talked to that's been in, whether it's the Claire Marie Foundation or anyone else we've talked to that have taken, or the One Love Foundation, you take that tragedy and that's what you decide you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the next step to try to, how hard is it to get that off the ground, or how easy is it?
It made it easier because we had a fuel for it. We just wanted to do something so bad. And we did know a lot of people that we knew could help, including an attorney who I reached out to. And I would have tried to have done the paperwork and all that myself, but I started to realize quickly it was very soon after, because it was,
yeah,
not, it had not been a year yet since we lost him, and we started working on it. And so I reached out to him, and we, in order to fund those initial things, Brandon had developed this sea chicken thing.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you've heard about the sea chicken.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like a drawing of his own design, right? So you had the sea chicken, and it's I've seen it on t-shirts and hoodies and surfboards, and it's a really cool. He was very beachy and loved the ocean and
loved it.
All and you know vacation your family vacations are precious. And so he came up with this very talented drawing. Like I can't even draw a hangman stick figure thing, you know. So the fact that the sea chicken brings a smile on your face the minute you see it, you know, and it lends itself really well to like colorful surf clothing and that kind of thing. So were the proceeds then he actually helped build his own foundation?
Yes, that's exactly what we did.
Right?
People were asking, you know, like, what are you going to do with sea chicken? And we were like, well, all right, I guess we got to do something. So we had the hoodies made and we sold them and with again great support and to get us started, and we were able to fund the beginnings. Not easy to be a public nonprofit. We wanted to be able to give to whoever needed it,
right?
So that took a little bit longer. I did not do all the paperwork. Again, we had somebody do that because it was a lot, and again at the timing it was a little too much to take on,
right? Right.
So it was good with help, and next thing you know, we got our nonprofit in the mail. We organized our board. We reached out to family and friends, and we have a board of 9 members, including John and I.
Oh, cool.
And we had our first bull roast in 2017, which was very successful. We had over 700 people attend. So that was really exciting. And we came out very positive, and again, we're able to raise a lot of money to help people, and it just went from there. I mean, we're coming up on our third annual.
If you log on to BrandonTolsonFoundation.org right now, you're going to see that big banner. That's the first thing I noticed. I was like, "Ooh, that's coming up soon," and that's the third annual. So we're bouncing ahead a little bit, but that's okay because I want to make sure that people understand how they can get involved. That's September 21st, right?
Yes.
At Martin's East?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is that a new venue for you this year, or are you doing things a little bit differently, or is it just kind of keeps getting bigger and bigger, I'd imagine?
No, we're still there. I mean, it's our third year at that venue because they can house us, you know.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places that will hold that many people.
That's
so
true.
We have some new ideas coming up for the number of people.
Yeah.
So we're gonna branch out a little bit, but
cool.
we're not quite there.
Yeah, without letting, I don't want you to
yeah,
let
I don't
the cat
give it away.
Out of the bag too much. There's gotta be some secrets in life, right? For sure. So that's really cool. So the things that you do then, the money that you raise, being a nonprofit, obviously, foundation, where like that could be a financial amount of any need that the family might need that has gone through the sudden and tragic loss of a child themselves. So that could be, you know, administrative things, insurance, student loans, just helping them navigate the paperwork and the process and that kind of thing. So you almost, how do you know how much money you need for that, and how many families have you served, you know, already? How many do you hope to serve? How does that take on what you can handle, you know?
There's about 20.
Oh, wow.
But we help everyone in a very different way. It just depends on what their needs are. Obviously, you know, the funeral and burial costs come first at them. So we like to make sure they're covered in that direction. Not everybody has a life insurance policy.
Right,
so.
Right. Or a lot of times if it's a sudden and tragic loss, which it was in your case and many people, you hadn't thought about that when your son was 20 years old. You know, that's the last thing you were thinking of. Maybe packing him up for college, but not how am I gonna, you know, take care of this unimaginable loss and all that comes with that.
Right.
So, and you're a little, it's always going to be a part of you, but you're a little, you know, you've gone through it. So that's something. And then you can share that experience with someone else when you know you need it. Like, what would you, do you wish that you had a Brandon Tolson Foundation when you were going through this? I mean, was there anything like this that you could get any kind of help other than your love and support of your friends and family, of course, but was there anything that existed that was like an inspiration for it at all, or you just had to create it yourself?
Not really. What really inspired it initially, my husband ran into someone who was coaching a football team who didn't have a lot of money and they needed uniforms, and it kind of inspired him, I think, deep down to just do something good. Like, he was like, you know, we could do that for them. We could, you know, we could get them uniforms. And it kind of got the ball rolling that way. For us, we were so well supported in every area. We did actually have a policy for Brandon. And the reason I probably had that was because I have more than a dozen friends who have lost children.
Wow.
So It was in my face kind of before leading up.
Yeah.
I'm sure some preparation for me that maybe I should get something in place.
Wow.
So we were good that way. People-wise, had lots of people.
And that's what, you know, that's what you need, whether it's like a deli tray or just somebody to say, what do you need? Give me a hug, something. Just that feeling, that love and support
it
has to be.
It was all covered. It was all covered.
And you know, not everyone has that. So it's so nice to be able to provide that to another family, you know, that
it
might
is.
Need that support.
Yes. And it's healing for us, too. I don't know if that makes sense.
A lot
of people say, you know, it must be so hard for you to do that. Well, it's kind of a... It's a mutual healing. We help them and we feel good about doing that. So that helps us heal through our process as well.
Yeah, totally. So. And how's the support been? I know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, like with Bel Air and Harford County being so supportive and being through its share of tragedies for sure, rallying around each other like that, how has the response been, and has that really been what's able to help you grow it to where the foundation is now and where it's headed in the future?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Overwhelming. Neighbors dropping off checks, you know, people that we don't even know reaching out and saying, I want to do this, I want to help out. And I'm like, well, who are you?
Right,
you
know? Right.
Really, people just, there's a lot of good out there that you don't realize until you're in this kind of position. And then people just start reaching out and they just, you know, people are good at heart. They want to do things. And so, yeah, it's been overwhelming, the amount of support. Just we're small, people don't know really who we are yet, but as soon as they hear, they're like, wow, you know, we really want to support that. So, and just to plug a little bit, I guess,
sure,
our vibe, like at our events, is we have such a positive. I feel like it's like a Brandon vibe. We have,
it's like a life celebration.
And
yeah,
it's
like joyous and fun.
Once people come and they get together and they see, like,
they want to come back again.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They feel it. So
that's awesome. So you created that vibe with Brandon's help as well, because that sounds like, I don't know him, but I feel like that sounds like where he'd want to hang too.
Absolutely.
You know, which you're doing a great job with that. And I know you have this huge golf outing as well, a 5K and a golf outing in the spring. That's a TBD. You know, you're working on that right now. The bull roast is the focus, right?
Yeah.
That's the first one on the calendar.
We did have our first golf outing a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did already? Okay,
and
cool.
So that would have been our first.
We
were extremely successful. It was awesome.
Yay.
We had it was a good time. We had a lot of people come, a lot of people loving on us and, you know, showing their support. And we'll be doing that one again.
For sure. That's happening again. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did the families reach out? You've said you've helped at least 20 other families and more to come. How did they first reach out to you? Do you kind of seek them out? Do you read about their story and say, we could help these people? Or how easy is it for them to get the help when they need it?
Honestly, so far, we have been reached out to by a mutual friend or a mutual family member who knows of us.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might not be able to be the immediate family right away. It could be somebody.
It's usually not on their behalf.
Someone who's like, they're going through this and you guys would understand what they're going through. Can you reach out to them?
Yep. Yes. And that's been kind of nice, because then the family is comfortable saying, oh, so you know who these people are? You know who this family, what do they want?
Right.
And you know,
some people are leery about if somebody's, that's a good point to make about the legitimacy of something or whether they're calling. I mean, we've all been, we've all known people who try to take advantage of things, but we're focusing on the good people that want to support your foundation and others like it. But that's a good point to make. So it's legitimate. Yeah. And when you're ready, you call, and it's,
we assess what their needs are. We take the time, we try to meet with them as early in as we can. Again, it's a sensitive time, so we have to be aware of that. And then we get to know where they are with things and what their needs are. And sometimes it's not financial at all. Sometimes it's just a walk through the journey itself. That's really my favorite part of the foundation, is being able to, you know, when you're in the company of a lot of friends and family who love you and they want to support you and they want to make you better, they don't understand the depth of the pain of the loss like another parent who's lost does.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very big part of what we do, is connecting our like hearts, because it means a lot when someone else can look you in the eye and say, I do understand what you're feeling. So that is, for me, my favorite part. You know, but we've done so many different kinds of things depending on what the family wants and needs. We've done glass sculptures with crematory ashes. We've done flowers. We deliver food. We have family gatherings. We try to do them about quarterly or sometimes more frequently than that. We get together and we just share our stories and our journeys, and we try to heal together.
Yeah, just feeling and healing and just talking about that pain and working through it. Sometimes do you find that you can't get past that unless you do talk about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah. So that helps a ton. And yeah. Not everyone is able to do that with someone that understands exactly what they're going through. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you for doing this. Cause it's so inspiring and you're helping so many people, and that's gotta be a good feeling.
Yeah.
Now I know your husband, John, is not here right now as the vice president, but what is his guidance been like through all this? Like, and obviously the two of you are going through this very much together. What do you think if he were here today, he'd want to talk about with his role and like, how did you know who's going to do what? And you know, do you just kind of naturally fall in line with like what your skill sets are and what?
Yeah, we do. He loves to talk, so he would really dig this,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
would love to talk about Brandon.
We'll bring
and the
him
foundation.
In next time.
Yeah, you know, scheduling is
it's tough.
Yeah. I'm around, so I get to run around
awesome.
And do these day shift kind of things.
Oh, you're so great at it. Thank you for being here too.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh, anytime. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like open door policy here because you guys always have something going on, and it's always fun and interactive and for the best cause. So for sure, yeah. Anytime you have something, just be like,
thank you,
Gina. Bring me back in again. Yes, for sure. And so we definitely let us know about, you know, your goal and how your goal is kind of growing. Like, what's your thought for the future? Like some things that you might want to do that you haven't gotten there yet? Or is it kind of like it's probably a work in progress in many ways?
I mean, we are feeling our way as we go. We have not set any kind of limits on how far we want to take it. You know, as far as it goes nationally would be a dream.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
You know, obviously, a lot of it is based on what the income is as mm-hmm. to how many people we can help. So we try to equally to do that.
So right now it's exclusively within the state of Maryland for right now, right?
We have not gone outside. Some of the accidents, tragedies have happened outside of the state, but the people that we have helped are all from here.
Gotcha.
But no, we don't really have a limit on. We're kind of selfish about the way we. I want to connect with every family.
Right, if it
both
gets
of us
too
do.
Big, yeah, you might
and
not be able
so,
to do that.
So yeah, it's a little bit scary to think about going outside of that. But our goal eventually would be to have our families that we've helped then have the courage to help others and to encourage others through the journey, because they also have been there. So it just kind of makes sense, like, to pay it forward. Each family that we help, maybe at some point down the road, would say, you know, we really want to help somebody else too. So it may grow that way, because I feel like the people that we send out need to know what the feeling is like.
Yeah.
So if they've lost, then they can.
Right. So it could be a sibling of someone who's lost someone, and then maybe their life takes them after school some other different place in the country. You could see that maybe happening, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then they kind of set it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's the natural growth and cycle of mm-hmm. things probably,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And I love the local love, because you really created that, you know, sort of family vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely starting in you're from not Bel Air proper, but you're from.
We're from Forest Hill.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
So you're getting hopefully spread nationwide. We do believe that the sky is the limit, which is great. We talked a little bit about your husband. Tell us about some of your like other board members and other staff that you want to give a shout out to that mm-hmm. also are so busy that they aren't able to be here today either.
Oh gosh, I would love it. They would love this too.
Yeah, because that's like this. This isn't all they do, right? So everybody brings.
Oh yeah, they all have their gifts
to the table. Yeah,
they do
exactly.
Again, it was,
and how did you know, real quick, not to jump around again, but how did you know who you wanted? Like, did you have people in mind, you and John, that you wanted to assign different things, or how did you ask them? Were they like, you know, what's that like? You know, like, do you want to join our foundation? You know, I mean, what's that called? Like, is it a text? I mean, you know, how does that happen?
Again, the willingness of people we knew was there. We made a list. We sat down, we said, well, this person, obviously, there's the trust and loyalty factors. So we went from friends and into family. Brandon's girlfriend, Katie, is a board member.
That's awesome.
Friends of Brandon's parents. you know, like his friend's parents. Right. That's who Pam is.
Okay.
So her son was like best friends with Brandon.
Best friends with Brandon. Mm-hmm. That explains it. Yeah.
So her passion for it was, you know.
That's her loss too. Yeah. You're like, yes. Well, we, you know, miss having him around, but this is a way we can help and have him still be around. Right?
He spent a lot of time with, you know, like at his other friend, their parents are two members on the board, Stu and Jerry, and they, you know, Brandon lived at their house. So, you know, they knew him.
Might stay over for dinner.
And a couple of family members that we wanted to be, you know, they're important and, you know, that we knew would support us as well. Each person brings a unique gift to the board, which was also part of our consideration. So
that's cool. That's a close-knit group for sure. But there's room for growth there, too. I mean, have you run into other people in your travels that may not have been, you know, friends or family of you guys, but have been, like, really stepped up in ways that you were like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, our members, you know, like it's a 9-member list long, but it certainly extends past that because there's smaller committees in there, and there's help with, you know, social media. And
I was going to ask about that. How can we find you? I know that you probably have direct links at BrandonTolsonFoundation.org. I know you guys are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. LinkedIn, I believe?
We are on LinkedIn.
Yeah. So all those platforms, I mean, how important has that been as part of getting the word out for, you know, whether it's the bull roast or the golf outing or just simple donation and fundraising kind of thing?
Oh, it's been great. We're able to set up a separate page on our webpage where people can make donations, kind of like a GoFundMe, but it's we don't accept fees for that. So whatever money we raise goes directly to the family.
That's important.
It's very important. And so when people share, you know, on Facebook, then other people hear about it and they can donate as well. So it spreads the word really. I mean, social media is everything.
Yeah,
so
sharing, retweeting, reposting, all those things.
Even just liking. If you just like us, it's a big deal.
That's a step in the right direction because then you see all you'd have to do is just visit any one of your feeds, social media feeds, that is, and just see all that you're doing and everyone that you're helping and all the people you're inspiring.
Yeah.
It's like a scrapbook, really. Of all the things that you're doing, and also information about your events and ways to participate. Do you have to purchase a ticket for the bull roast? How does that work?
You can go online to purchase tickets, and they are now available.
That's good for now, but it will sell out, right? We're thinking.
It has sold out. So
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I mean, we always make room for a few at the very end.
That's
so,
a good problem to have.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So BrandonTolsonFoundation.org is where you can find out about the upcoming bull roast, which is September 21st. What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. We're going to be there for sure. And what other ways can the community get involved? Like, are there certain volunteer opportunities for, like, high school kids, or is there, you know, empty nesters, or who do you find that, you know, comes to you and wants to help you out in ways that you might not have thought?
We don't turn people away.
That's good.
We do. Actually, we do have a high schooler who has to, you know, they do community
they do
work.
Volunteer hours or whatever.
We'll take volunteers of any kind. We'll put you to work. By donations, you can support us, obviously.
It's a
by
great
coming
idea.
Coming to the fundraisers, you'll have a good time and support us. And something I was thinking about also, it's on the radio today about Amazon. The Prime Days are awesome. If you go onto Amazon Smile, you can us your charity.
Oh, cool.
And they donate a percentage of each purchase that's made. So that also, I mean, it's like kind of a no-brainer.
That is great, because you're going to go on there anyway for various gifts for people you need or whatever, and why not make a charitable gift like that?
Yeah.
So it's outside of, it doesn't have to just be Giving Tuesday or a specific, you know, donation time of year, holidays people think of, which are also wonderful times to donate as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great for that money to go. So Amazon Smile. So you think, you know, Amazon is a wonderful organization in a lot of ways, because they do things like this that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they, do you have specifics on how people can do that? You just kind of click on it or go?
Because
I'm not exactly sure, but I imagine it's not that hard.
It might be hard to do it without doing it on the screen. But
right, we don't have screens in front of us.
If you go onto Amazon Smile, they do pick a charity for you if you don't choose one.
Okay, so
if
you
go
in,
there's probably a tab where you can go in and pick your charity and scroll down, and you'll find us, Brandon Tolson Foundation.
Awesome. So select that for sure.
So, and every time you make a purchase, there's a percentage.
A portion of the proceeds are given back to the foundation.
Yes.
That's
genius. We get a check from them, you know, every quarterly that's just
That's awesome.
Not a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
Who doesn't shop on Amazon?
And everybody does.
Yeah.
Why not donate?
They have everything.
They really do. And they also have a charitable heart. So that's good to know.
That's nice.
You can donate also to the Brandon Tolson Foundation. I can't believe we're actually almost out of time. Am I forgetting anything that we want to do, like goals for, you know, your wish list of things that you want people to know or message you, the thanks you want to give, any kind of...
I thank my tribe, which is what I call them. There's a large amount of love and support that comes to us, and it helps us heal, and hopefully we can spread this just as far as it'll go. I think that we do make Brandon proud by what we do, and that's a really good feeling, and we want others to feel that feeling too. And so just spreading it along and getting as far as we can get with it, there's no limit.
That's so inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, great job. And best of luck, too, with your continued growth. And thank you for all the help that you give for folks. And please let us know if we can be any kind of support or help in any way, shape, or form. And just having you here is a wonderful step, too.
Thank you.
For people to get to meet Candy Tolson, who we've been talking to, president of the Brandon Tolson Foundation. Online, BrandonTolsonFoundation.org. Don't forget to get your tickets there for your bull roast coming up Saturday, September 21st at Martin's East. The third annual, right?
Yeah.
Let's make it bigger and better every year.
Yes.
Look forward to that future golf outing next year as well. And then Amazon Smile is a great way to donate as well. So thank you so much. And we look forward to having you in again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome.
It was great.
A lot of fun talking to you. And so you guys, if you want to reach out to me on social media as well at Gina Crash, you can find me on all the platforms too. And I'll put you guys in touch with the Brandon Tolson Foundation. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.